sight of Christ, a hovering over in the Sunday school with its sight. And when it seems like the world is falling to pieces, and you're the one who sheds the light. When this old world seems mean and cold, we'll know the love of humanity. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Thank you.
All right. So I guess you know what the topic is today, right? And though it should be pretty obvious. Today is the second Sunday of Advent. And in the second Sunday of Advent, we turn our focus to peace. And I like what it said in the Daily Word today. It said, "Peace is the song of my heart." Peace is the song of my heart. You know, the four Sundays preceding Christmas all represent our journey to bringing forth the Christ birth in us. Last week, if you were here, Reverend Sharon brought you a message on hope and faith, which is where it all begins. You know, we hear these things that we're taught as truth, and of our human self, we hope that there's truth, but there's a part of us that accepts without evidence, and that's that spark of divinity in you, that Christ in you. So, once again, I'm going to light the candle for the first week of Advent that represented what?
Faith and hope.
Faith and hope. Okay, come on, faith and hope. Sometimes we have to dig a little deep, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah. So, today is the second Sunday of Advent, and I light the candle for peace. You know, we're always searching for peace, aren't we?
Amen.
We search here and there. We think if we buy things, we think that if we gather together a whole bunch of people in our lives, that peace will come because we have everything that we think we desire. But guess what? We're searching for peace in all the wrong places. Because peace is one of your God-given attributes. Peace was implanted in you from the beginning of the foundation of the world. Peace was always there. But you know, we go along in life, we come into this world, and then we're taught of a series of things. And sometimes those things are disservice to us because they tend to all be outside of us instead of having us take a look inside. I'm so glad you stumbled in here today. Because this is an opportunity to dig deep within and to find all that you've been searching out here for frantically. Because it's in you. It's in you. So peace settles in us when we know we are more than what the eye can see. No matter what's occurring, we can see struggling and make the journey to the habitation of peace that is within. You know, I want you to do something for me. Take a deep breath and hold it a second, and then slowly release it. And let's take another one. Let's start up here in our head where we do all this thinking, where all the whirlwind is. Let's take a deep breath and then move from our head down into our heart. Just let that, follow that imaginary line. Whatever you brought in here with you today, take a deep breath again, and as you follow it down, feel yourself releasing that into nothingness. You feel the peace? Guess what? You can do that anytime, anywhere, middle of the night, early in the morning, late at night. Breathe in and release. That's the peace that passeth all understanding. I have no clue why that happens. All I know that is in me, I'm connecting with a part of me that knows no struggle, knows no turmoil. I can go into that place anytime I want. And when I emerge from it, guess what? I'm a new creature in Christ. I know who I am. I can stand in my truth. And what's the truth of you? The truth of you is that you're a spiritual being first and foremost. You know, when I first heard that, I thought, what in the world? But if you never take time to get to know what's there, if you never take time to sit and contemplate that part of yourself, oh man, you won't know. You won't know. And you'll hear things like I'm telling you today and say, oh, I don't know about that. You know, I was reading, I don't know, well, we have that new, I didn't bring it up with me, we have that new Advent booklet. If you don't have it, get yourself a copy. If you're brand spanking new in here today, you're going to get a copy anyway, because we're going to gift you one. We want you to connect. We want you to know what you're made of. We want you to know that you have help. We want you to know that life is to be lived. And not under a bunch of restrictions. You are free through the Christ in you that is your hope and glory. Yes, we're on a journey. We've been on a journey. We've been on a journey since the physical birth to awaken what was already in us from day one, before even this body was formed. The Christ was there. So the definition of the word Advent means arrival of a notable person, thing, or event. So in reading the new Advent booklet, it triggered something in me, and I began to think, can you believe that in you is that special something? Can you believe it? Mm-hmm. I'm seeing heads bobbing. I guess I'm all the way. I know there's more than me. If not, shameless plug, come to some of our classes. So you can learn the power that is within you. Well, anyway, let me take you down memory lane. And I know I'm not the only one in here today. Anyone remember when they believed in Santa Claus? Can you go that, well, some of us have to go way back, but some of you, it's just a short distance back in memory, but you remember when you believed in Santa Claus? The anticipation, the excitement. You couldn't wait for Christmas morning. All the activity that was going on in your house. Me searching, looking to see what Santa might have left at the house already. Yeah. Now, do you have that sense of anticipation in you right now? That's the same way we look forward to the birth of the Christ in us. You know, when you wake up in the morning, that should be the anticipation. That should be the excitement. That should be what springs you up out of bed.
Right.
Knowing I have another day to show the world that part of me that may have been asleep up until now. I have another opportunity to go out into this universe and take time to let everyone know I am the Christ, just as Jesus was the Christ. You know, when I grew up, I thought Christ was Jesus' last name. It was only when I got into unity that I began to understand that that's the divinity in us. That's what makes us part of the whole. Yes, and guess what? It's in you. So I want you during this period to take some time away from those obstacles that impede spiritual growth. I want you to immerse and drench yourselves in the one power and the one presence. You do that by just contemplating the things of God, the truths that we have been handed down. Jesus Christ said in John 14 and 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth," because you know the peace that the world giveth, it's not that everlasting peace. We can join together as a whole body with the whole universe and make it come to pass. But there's a peace that is implanted in you that is always there. And that's one of the promises. What was Jesus saying when he told us that? He was saying, follow my path, my ways. What was that? Unconditional love. Acceptance of everyone. Looking through the appearance to the heart of a person. Forgiving behavior that may be not as good as maybe it should be. All these things we learn from the life and the time of Jesus Christ. In Philippians, Paul told us, do not be anxious about anything. Anybody been anxious this morning or this week? How about Christmas shopping? How about getting out, just trying to get everything that you need done? How about hearing about a friend that is in distress? Anybody been anxious about anything? Well, Paul said, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your minds, just as it did in Christ Jesus. Now, supplication doesn't mean begging. You know, we're way beyond that, aren't we? We know that our good is already provided for us. We have to link our minds to it. But it means to give thanks. Know that you can make it through. Know that that peace is in you. Yes. So I'm going to give you a remedy. I'm going to give you something to work on.
Okay.
I'm going to give you something that to take it day by day, step by step, just like the wise men. You can come closer to inner peace and lasting peace if you just follow this remedy. In Philippians 8:4-8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." In other words, don't keep letting it circle over and over in your mind, any failures, any thoughts of what someone has done to me. Let that go. Remember when we said, look through the appearance? Look through all that stuff happening, down to the very core, which is truth. And that truth is that we're one. There's no separation. What you do to the least of them, you're doing to yourselves. So isn't it much easier to sit, breathe, sink into your heart, and know whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just and pure. Let that circulate your mind and your body until it's just a way of living for you. Yes, things are going to happen. Peace does not mean that nothing is going to happen in the universe. Peace does not mean that there will be no noise going on. There's no trouble. There's no turmoil. Sometimes the best peace you can experience is in the middle of all that, because you still feel the serenity that is always in your heart, because you know no matter what it is, everything is working together for the good of all concerned. You may not see it right now, but watch it come together. Yes. I know when wars start and this start and that start, guess what? We gather together, don't we? We help each other. We lift each other. That's from that habitation of peace within. Yes, we share. So, let's take a moment. We want to take a moment right here. We want to touch that peace. Just as the woman touched the hem of the garment and felt her wholeness return to her mind and body. We want to turn within this morning. We want to take that trip deep within the recesses of our souls where we know Spirit. We touch the Him deep within. So take another breath and find yourself a comfortable position. You can focus on this beautiful tree or on the candle lights, or close your eyes gently. This is just a time for us to begin to prepare to turn within, and preparing to turn within, I'm going to recite the Lord's Prayer to you today. I want you to just soak in the words as I say them. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And guess what? That power is within you as you make this inward journey. The birth has already taken place in us. The Christ was always there. But we are awakening to the realization of that birth within us. That birth represents that we are at peace because we are never, never separated from the love of God. Holy Spirit, as we make this inward journey, we know that peace does not depend on anything outside of ourselves. We know that inner peace is what we feel in our minds and our hearts and our bodies when our souls are at rest, knowing that we live and move and have our being in you. And in this moment of peace, we know, we feel a profound sense of acceptance. We feel a profound sense of forgiveness. We feel unconditional love and compassion for one another. Breathing in and breathing out, making this inward journey. Taking time to listen to Spirit. Feeling the activity moving throughout you. That activity is the activity of the Holy Spirit. Always at work and active. And when we turn to the awareness of it, we know that from the power within us, there are no limitations. And so So now just take a moment. Experience what you are experiencing. As Jesus said, come apart a while. Take a moment apart. And be the spirit that you were created to be in the quiet. One presence, one power. Dear God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for moving in and throughout us, for letting us know that you are forever there. That's how we experience peace, by knowing that we can never be separated from your love. So for this, dear God, and for all things, we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold in our lives, right here, right now, beginning today. Amen.